This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Jesus' mother tongue was Aramaic. And you find some of these Aramaic phrases in the New Testament. There's only a few that we get. The little girl, get up, Mark 5:41. We get Mark 7:34, be opened. We get Abba, meaning father, that's Aramaic. We get Raka, meaning fool, that's Aramaic. We also get Rabboni, John 20:16, meaning teacher, and the most famous Aramaic phrase, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, meaning my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. Hosanna, Aramaic phrase meaning save us, O Lord. But maybe the most important of all of them, and in some ways the most profound, and the one that I really hope that we can learn and start integrating into our everyday vocabulary, is Maranatha. Can you just say that where you are listening to me right now? Just say the word Maranatha, Maranatha. You find Aramaic in 1 Corinthians 16:22. The Bible ends with the word Maranatha, but it's the Greek equivalent of the Aramaic, which really suggests that it comes to us in almost some creedal form. Because depending on how you divide the word Maranatha up, it has within this one word all three tenses, past, present, future. And it literally, Maranatha, can mean at the same time, hear me, at the same time, suggesting that we live all three realities at the same time. Christ has come, Christ is come, Christ is coming. Christ has come, past. Christ is come, present. Christ is coming, future. And it's so astounding that this is the way the early Christians often greeted each other. Maranatha, Maranatha. Christ has come, past. Christ is come. Christ is here now. Christ is coming again, future. Three tenses at the same time. Christ is in my past, Jesus is in my future, and Jesus is in my present. What a confession of faith. What a creed. That's all really all you need. I think it's the shortest one, it's the shortest creed you can say. But what an elegant, beautiful creed. Maranatha. Jesus has come. Jesus is here now. And Jesus is coming. And so we live past, present, and future at the same time. We live out of the past, into the future, but in the present. And we live all three of them at the same time. So I greet you with this ancient Aramaic, as the early Christians greeted each other, with this ancient Aramaic phrase that was just so simple and just so mellifluous in a sound, but was so deep in its meaning and complex. Maranatha. It doesn't mean just come, Lord Jesus. It means Jesus has come. Jesus is come now. And Jesus will come. Jesus is in our future.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Arthur Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.